Hi, I'm Lillian, and this is a podcast about how the San Andreas Fault movie is fake. My first reason why is that a 9.6 magnitude earthquake cannot happen in San Francisco because of the magnitude and stuff. I mean, this is kind of dumb in the movie because this has only happened like twice, once in Chile and once in a place that I'm not sure. The second reason is that a mega tsunami cannot wash over San Francisco. I think this was a little bit ridiculous because there would be a tsunami or could be a tsunami after an earthquake, but it's kind of likely because San Francisco has so many hills. The third reason is that a transform fault can move apart. I don't think a transform fault can split apart because it is supposed to slide against each other, one going one way and the other going the other. The movie is giving kind of false info, which is bad for people's educations because people might think, oh, this is what is happening like in real time, real world. In short, this is very unlikely. It's very unlikely, and I got all my reasons and my source was Google and the San Andreas Fault movie, which is kind of weird, but yeah. So in short, this movie is really unreal and really messed up because of the reasons in the essay and in the San Andreas movie, a Calix-Tech semiologist predicts the looming disaster and is heralded as a hero. However, Dr. Lucy Jones, a real semiologist with the U.S. Geological Survey Agency, says that there does not yet exist a way to predict the time when an earthquake will strike. The film shows dramatic depiction of a tsunami, but Jones said that the San Andreas Fault could never generate a tsunami because the fault is on land. Most tsunamis are triggered by underwater quakes, but they can be caused by landslides, volcanoes, and even meteor impact. So this is basically why that the San Andreas Fault movie is fake, unrealistic, and shows false evidence. Thank you for listening. This is Lillian Penny. Bye.